Αυτό είναι ένα podcast της Δημόσιας Κεντρικής Βιβλιοθήκης της Βέρειας. Ο ιδρυτής του Κέντρου Ψηφιακών Διηγήσεων του Berkeley της Καλιφόρνια, Joel Lambert, μιλάει για το Κέντρο Ψηφιακών Διηγήσεων και το Εργαστήριο Δημιουργίας Ψηφιακών Βιωματικών Αφηγήσεων που διεξήχθη στη Δημόσια Κεντρική Βιβλιοθήκη της Βέρειας στις 3 με 5 Οκτωβρίου 2008.
Joel, can you tell us a few words about the Center of Digital Storytelling and its work in Berkeley, California?
The center began in 1994 as an organization. I came out of a theater background, and our work in theater led us to a collaboration with a man named Dana Atchley. In 1993, he led a series of three workshops that I was involved in at the American Film Institute in Los Angeles. And based on those experiences of his sort of professional workshop, I was interested in how to disseminate the ideas of a very professional workshop for professional filmmakers, if you will, into a popular way to teach people the basis of editing and producing short films. What we were interested in from the very beginning was, how do we make this process more like a literacy process than a kind of professional or technical training process? And that led, by 1996, us to develop a kind of core curriculum or a methodology that was expressed in what was called the Digital Storytelling Cookbook. That once we had that method, then obviously our organization quickly became, instead of someone who was delivering workshops in a local community in San Francisco, to an organization by 1998 that had us at the University of California, Berkeley, teaching other people to do what we had done on the local level in our community work in San Francisco. And from that time, our work moved from being just essentially local, regional in California, to first national across the United States, and then quickly international in places all over the world. This is, you know, the heart of our work is a three-day workshop. And we came to Veria with the idea that we would teach you our particular approach to that three-day workshop. There are many groups now in Europe and even in Greece that are doing some version, having learned from people we taught, who taught them, who taught somebody else, of this, but we obviously were excited about working with the Veria Library to, you know, essentially refine some of the practices that you had started with, because you would begin to explore this methodology on your own. But we obviously wanted to collaborate to help the library think through its delivery of this process for the communities here in both Veria and in really the Macedonian region. So.
As you've said, you've been here implementing three-day workshops, so Berkeley, in a way, came closer to the area for 3 days. I would be interested to, you know, to get an idea of your experience those 3 days, as now you're towards finishing the workshop and leaving us, going back to Berkeley.
Yeah, well, you know, the first thing I would say in our experience is that if you told us you were going to feed us as well as you fed us here in Veria, that we might have decided to work just for the meal. Obviously, we love being here in Greece, and we love the vitality of the culture, and we certainly love the community that's assembled for this workshop. CDS is extremely fortunate that we get to work in lots of different contexts with lots of different kinds of communities who show us the wonder of diversity of how different people can be. But it seems to me that whatever neighborhood we come into and whatever we know, we often see what's common. And the kinds of stories that we've seen gathered here, the diversity of voices, also share with many of the other people we work just a common sense of what's important in life, the stories of our children, the stories of the way things shaped our lives, and particularly things that are maybe difficult or represent, you know, if not lost, then certainly challenge. We've caught some of those stories here in the process over the weekend. And obviously we think the stories will find a way to influence other people to tell stories, because that's the one certain thing about storytelling is Every story invites another story to be told.
Very elaborate strength throughout its functional services to justify, to show an impact to people in Veria and nationally. How do you think that can be developed by implementing a digital storytelling service?
Yeah. Well, I mean, all communities have an interest in finding people who represent the dynamic of that community's sense of self, a kind of community identity. We say on our website that there is no official history. There's just a kind of collective history that's woven of all the different narratives that are inside a community. Digital storytelling allows you to capture these stories in these wonderful little diverse forms. I mean, meaning that the form is similar, but the diverse voices and approaches to the form, that when you take them as a whole, you get a really good sense of what's going on and the kind of people that live in the community and the kind of values that that community has through its individuals. And we think this is a great idea. You know, the tradition of making a documentary film, you take a group of young people or you take a really good artist in the form who's trained at university, you bring them into Veria and they tell the story through a long documentary film about immigrants from other countries who found themselves in Veria. And it's a beautiful product, it's something that's very valuable, but in some ways you don't get that sense of multiple different perspectives on that issue. I mean, even if they're a great filmmaker, they can't necessarily capture the total diversity of voice. And what's great about digital storytelling is it makes everybody into a filmmaker. And when you show the films as a total in the screenings that you do in community or even on the web, you begin to go, wow, you know, that's a really interesting place. It has so many different kinds of perspectives, from really difficult struggles to just joyous celebratory stories that show us what's great about being alive. And so for me, if you're, you know, looking at the arguments about the way that this should be supported, I think it really is by sharing these diverse stories with groups of people and showing how it changes them. I think if you're saying, what are the ancillary benefits of doing this process, you would definitely look at the fact that you are training people in the elements of technological and media production. You're training people to think about their narratives in a constructed way, in a kind of literary construction. You are helping, if you will, teach a facilitative process to people who might be teachers or might even be technology support people, but they're learning a kind of humanized method of doing that that's really based on caring deeply about the stories that people have, as opposed to whatever, teaching them to type or teaching them to do things. So all of those things are ancillary benefits that hopefully can be articulated and show a reason to continue to support this. We go into every community wanting this to be a sustainable process, not a little trend that comes through when a little money is there and you do this. We hope that we develop a methodology which, if you have a little money, you do just the simplest kind of thing. You get a little more, you do more. But you really create the interest in people listening to each other's stories. And once you do that, people want more digital stories. They demand more digital stories. And the process takes on a life of itself. And we have enough people around that they have their own computers. They'll go home and do this. Once you give them the inspiration, they will say, I must do that story on this. And in that way, you've succeeded. You know, that's, to me, the greatest evidence is that people take this idea and own it for their own, down to their very individual basis. But certainly, you know, the Albanian community in Veria own this as a tool for being visible in their community, you will have succeeded.
I would like to thank you for such an opportunity you gave us to come and work with us. It was a great pleasure for me personally and for Veria Central Library. and we look forward for more kind of interaction between Zarya and Berkeley.
We're extremely excited about it, and you know, again, I think it's a big bridge that we've built, and maybe it'll be a little rickety here at the beginning when you build a bridge all the way between those two cities. But I'm confident we'll find other ways to collaborate and help us both to learn from each other about how to do this work better. So I thank you for having me here.